And Simon Tuf Kuf Aleph, the Mechaber says, said, Ein Mavakin Eitzim in Akarish, Omdos Obinyam, Velomi Karish, and Eshbar Biyomtov. You're not allowed to break off pieces of wood from wood, which was heading into Yantiv, considered to be Muksa, because you weren't planning on using it. Afilu Im Haisavar Uamer of Yomtov, Ukrovli Shaver, even if it was already shaky before Yomtov, and you thought there was a chance that it might break, since during Ben Hashmashos it wasn't broken, and you weren't really planning on using it, therefore it is not mutter. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's also Asar Mishum Nolad, because it was a beam, and then it becomes a kli. It was a beam and a kli, and now it's just regular pieces of wood, and that's Nolad. And that's why the Ramah, even though earlier in Taf Tzarihei, he said there are Matirim for Muksa, here he doesn't say it, because here, if it's Nolad, he holds that even those that are Makil on Muksa would be Machmir on Nolad, so that's why here he doesn't even bring any Matirim regarding these pieces of wood, because it's going to be Nolad anyway. Avalim Nishber may Erev Yom Tov. If it broke on Erev Yom Tov, Imi Efshar Lahasika Blo Bikua, if you can't make the fire without breaking this piece of wood, Mivakim Imena Chetichos Gedolos, then you're allowed to cut the piece of wood into large pieces of wood. Even though we say that machshirin, which you're able to do before Yom Tov, you have to do before Yom Tov, and you can't do it on Yom Tov, since you can't bake or cook without this wood, we make it like chopping up the salt, which we said is mutter through a shinway. However, it's only going to be mutter to chop up large pieces of wood, which is only asur mishum of the dechol, and therefore we make it through a shinway. But if it's small pieces of wood, it would be asur mishum tochen, you're not allowed to do that, even with the shinway. The Mechaber says, how do you do so? So you have to use an abnormal way of chopping up the wood in order that you do a shinoi. Again, since it's machshir and it really should have done before Yom Tov, but you can't have the fire without cutting this wood, and cutting the wood is only usher mishum of the dechol and not because it's an actual malach of tochem. Therefore, we say that you'd be able to do it with the shinoi. Yesh mish osar fil bekofetz fishena nebkiin ma'o v'lo etir ela besakin. Some say you have to use a knife because it could be the kofetz isn't enough of a shinoi, since we don't really know what it is. Sif beiz etzem gedolim ktsas uriim lahasaka. If you have pieces of wood which are a little big and you can throw it in the fire below biku without chopping it, then lo yivak haklal, you're not allowed to cut it. Since you could cook without cutting it, we don't allow the tircha shelo letzorech on Yom Tov. There are some who are even machmir not to allow you to break the wood with your hands, and the Mishnah Berurah says that most poskim are machmir on this. You're not allowed to bring wood in from the field, even if it was gathered before Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons for it, either because it's of the dechol to go out to the field to bring wood to your house on Yom Tov, or because even though this is gathered, we're afraid that if we allow you to bring in the wood that was gathered before Yom Tov, you might come to gather in wood that was not gathered before Yom Tov, which would be Yasser Mishum Ma'amer. Of a Magabi Basada Milafana, Shet Mishalafanov, Chemachatzar Lukeach Mishalafanov, Umadlik Sham. However, you are allowed to take wood from the place which is close to the place where you are cooking, because that's not of the Dechol. And furthermore, we're not concerned that you are going to get confused, because since it's right next to the Kedera, everyone knows that you're doing it for the Tzorch of the Yom Tov and not the Tzorch Macha.